I doubt I'd ever have taken this road, had I known how fallen it really was to disrepair. Driving comically, skirting ruts and high boulders, grimacing at every bang on the oil pan. I tell you, it's the old road to Wendell, that they don't make them like this anymore. We're bound by curious obligations, and so stopped by an old family plot, walled in by piles of jumbled fieldstone, cornered to the edge of what once was field. The picket gateway still stands intact, somebody propped up leaning on a stick, an anonymous gesture of reverence. Only nature disrespects, toppling stone, bursting with suckers and wild raggedness. A gravestone, schist of worn slate, leans weathered. Joshua Sawyer died here, 1860. Another stone, cracked, has fallen over. I reset the stone and scraped the caked earth, as if studying some split tortoiseshell and have keyed into a distant birth. His wife Ruth died young. So I picture him, stern with his only daughter, only child, speaking for a faith which could defy her. There'd be no passing on to when she died. 22. More words beside her mother. Still these stones and fields you kept in order. Long days spent forcing sharp turns on nature, accepting the loose stone and thin topsoil. A Wendell neighbor must have buried you, whispering a eulogy, which is as lost as your daughter, your wife, and this farm. Joshua Sawyer. I've never been down this road before. I would like to speak with you of faith.